This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Brad is engineering the broadcast at GCN. Thank you, Brad. And I'm Vincent Finelli. Let me just tell you what the schedule for the rest of the week is. Today, it's Kurt Wilson for 2 hours. Tomorrow, Kathy will be interviewing me about appliance repair. We'll be specifically talking about tips, how to service your appliances. And one thing she has on her list is washing machines, how to fix them. So I'm going to tell you for $30 how you can buy all the parts that you need to have on hand to fix your agitator washer. That's right, $30. No kidding. And then Friday, Bert is going to be interviewing me about how I wire alternating current in the farm and in the farmhouse, tips that you can use, things that I do differently. So that's this week. Right now it is Kurt Wilson. Welcome, Kurt.
Hey, what's happening, Vinny?
Well, you know, I wanted to thank you, Kurt. You said something very, very kind to me, and you called me a couple days ago, and you said, I'm going to paraphrase, you said something like, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're one of the people I care about.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I found that very, very kind that you said that. You know, opening statement, hey, Vinny, how's it going? Bang, you're one of the people I care about. I thought that was... and the feeling is absolutely mutual, although we've never met.
I appreciate that.
Well, you know, let me mention this. One of our instructors has been with us for years. She started out as someone who called into the broadcast from Australia. She paid for the call herself, and it was an expensive call. And she would call us, and she would tell us what was happening in Australia. And I liked her so well, I invited her to come on the air and, you know, broadcast with us. And then I liked that so well that, you know, she's become a regular instructor. Her name is Gwyneth Isaacs. And she lives on a 20-acre farm off-grid, totally off-grid. I mean, no AC power from the grid at all. And so she has a solar array, and she has she catches rain and so forth. And she has a holding tank that she built, and so she farms the hard way with a hoe, a pick, and a shovel. And so she raises her own animals and food. And her transportation was a truck until it stopped working. Now, you know, it's horses, literally. And she fell off the horse. And it was pretty catastrophic. So, class, if you're wondering about Gwyneth Isaacs, she'll probably be back in a few weeks. Well, 9 broken ribs, 2 fractured vertebrae. She fractured her scapula, she punctured a lung, and she dislocated her hip. She put her hip back in herself, and she's decided that maybe horses aren't the way to go, so she's going to sell the horses. She's in the hospital at the moment. She's been there for the better part of a week. I have a feeling she's going to be there a few more days. She thinks she's going to be back on the air, you know, maybe in a week. I think it's probably going to take a little longer than that because she's really, really banged up and in a lot of pain. So I don't want her to rush back to the microphone. So I just wanted to mention that. And if you would like to send her an email and send your thoughts to her, just send it to instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at usapreparers.com, instructor at usapreparers.com, and I've been forwarding them to her post-haste. So the ones that we received already, thank you very much. And I want to thank our detractors. You know, literally, there are a couple detractors who have been beating us up for years on the Internet. I mean, literally, just bashing us, and finding fault with, you know, pretty much everything we do. And those detractors have come out of the woodwork and sent their thoughts for, you know, quick recovery to Gwyneth Isaacs. And I want to thank you guys for that. I think that's very kind of you to do that. So, you know, when she gets well, you can go back to bashing us. Kurt, so what's happening? What is going on? Where is everybody? Today, where'd they go?
Today is a very special day. I got to tell you, everybody, this is a very special day today. This is the day my son got his first tooth in 1984. Right?
Yeah. Is there a rest of the story?
No, that's it. That's it. I don't know why everybody is so upset or congratulatory on this day all over the United States. I have no freaking clue, but as far as we know here in the bunker at Survival Enterprises, we celebrate my son's first tooth.
Well, please congratulate him for all of us here at USA Prepares. It is a monumentous day. And I'm trying to think of something more monumental than that. And, you know, frankly, I can't.
Yeah, I can't either, so what the hell. So have you guys got winter yet?
Yeah, we've had some frost, and we've had snow, and we've had freezing temperatures in the 20s. Yeah, we have. And I heard that you guys aren't really having much of a winter out there. Is that true?
No, it's kind of freaky, but it's never been quote-unquote normal in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. It's the first year, 99, the first year that we were here, and I'm not kidding, we watched the 4th of July fireworks in a snowstorm standing in a half a foot of snow. That was the 4th of July, okay? Mm-hmm. 35 years ago, we worked up here, and every morning at 9 a.m. it would rain like hell, and by 9:15 the rain would stop, and by 9:30 everything would be dry. This was during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then up here, while we're up here, maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we had 8 feet of snow one night. And so far, we've had two snow storms that were kind of piddly. They dump about 3 inches and it's gone by night. We did have a windstorm. Boy, did we have a windstorm that just came through last week. 70 mile an hour sustained winds. On the pass, 50 mile an hour in town, 500 trees dropped all over the place. People are still without power. Some people are still without power. But thank God there was no snow or ice. So far, the coldest we've gotten is maybe 22 degrees, and that's nothing. You know, that's short sleeve weather.
Mm. Well, we've had those gusts of winds here too. And, you know, we're in Tornado Alley, so we kind of expected a little bit more. However, when we built our house, I decided that I would buy, a couple hundred extra square feet of roof shingles that would, you know, be the same dye lot. And I'm going to have to go up there and put some back on because some of them have flipped off.
I tell you, people don't, you know, people can say, I'm going to get my roof done. So they get a roof done, guy goes away. And then some of the shingles, whether they use cedar shingles or asbestos or whatever they use, they never think ahead. Now, we had our roof redone 2 years ago, and I told the guy I wanted to leave me a square of roofing material. So I've got like 20 shingles. They, you know, the ones 3 feet long.
Yeah, three tab or seven tab or five tab or architectural. Yeah, the composition shingles, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, comp. So I had him leave me a square of that, so I got about 20 of those sitting downstairs just in case.
And that's, Yeah, and that's something that I've done for, boy, as long as we've put roofs on houses, either re-roofing or first roof, that's something that we do. So we buy extra, and the reason, class, is there are dye lots. So what happens is, let's say you get, you know, red or weathered wood or black or white or gray or green or blue, whatever the color may be. If you were to buy them 2 months later, go to the same exact place, if they reorder them, there will be a different dye lot, and the shingles will not match. It's as simple as that. They will not match. And you've seen it. You've seen houses, and you look and you say, huh. You know, right there in the middle of the roof, there's shingles that don't match. How can that be? Well, that's because one of them or two or five or ten were damaged, and they bought new ones. But, you know, it costs less to buy them all at the same time in the same dye lot. And when we built our house, when I was ordering the roofing materials, I stipulated in the agreement to buy shingles from the supply house that all of them would be the same dye lot. And I looked at every package to make sure that, yep, they're all the same dye lot. Because once the shingles are put on, it's a real pain to change them. So, and you really don't want people walking on your roof unnecessarily, because what happens is those granules get scraped off by the boots and the sneakers that the guys and gals wear. So you know once that roof is on, you don't want anybody on it unless you absolutely have to go on it. And you don't want to go on it in the wintertime because that's when they're the most fragile. And you don't want to go on it in the heat of the summer because they are, you know, they'll hit 150 degrees, you know, if they're dark colored.
Now that we're talking about roofing, you know, I got to tell you, the house we're in right now was built in the 70s, early 70s, 71 or 73, I forgot which. And we moved in 99, and within 10 years, I'm looking up the roof, and a house is 1,000 square foot top floor, and then you got another 500 square foot garage. And the peak of the garage was bowing down. And I'm thinking, oh, you know what? I must have too much stuff up in the rafters, because I'd put some sheets of plywood up in the garage on the rafters above, and I could put stuff up there. So we removed all that stuff, and that bowing stayed there. And then a few years later, I decided to get the roof done. And people that come out looked at the roof, and they said, you know, you got three layers of material up there. And I said, really? Yeah, so? Well, do you understand how much weight you have on your roof? And I said, well, I don't know. He said, you have about 3 tons on the house.
That's
and
a big
garage.
Deal.
Holy
big deal.
Crap. Oh, yeah. Well, when we were getting some heavy snow, my son and I'd be up on the roof scraping it off because we were afraid the damn roof would give way. So they had to make plenty of trips to the dump to get rid of all of those shingles. And then they actually let my roof breathe for a couple of days. And then when they put the new material on, my house was like really, really grateful. That bow disappeared.
Yeah.
That was
the
peak.
The rule of thumb is 3 roofs. That's it. No more, period.
Yeah.
And, you know, roofs are rated, the structure of a roof. I'm talking not the shingles, but, you know, the wood supporting the roof typically. It's rated in pounds per square foot, you know, how much it can support a roof load. And then to that, you know, is considered the snow, you know, how much snow can it handle. And so there are very few flat roofs in areas, you know, for homes that are in a snow area. They are peaked roofs because peak roofs are stronger. And the higher the peak, you know, the greater the angle, the more snow load they can handle. We'll be right back. Kurt Wilson.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with us. Kurt, on the lighter side, do you remember that early computer program called Whack-A-Mole, and what would happen if you see these holes? And so there's a reason why I'm saying this. So for those who haven't seen this class, it's kind of like think of it like manhole covers on your screen, you know, dotted across your screen in a matrix, if you will. And all of a sudden, this mole will pop its head up, and your job is to move the mouse pointer right on the mole, click the left-hand button on the mouse, and get that mole. And it just keep popping up. Well, I have a communique from one of our class. And this guy, and I'm going to have to paraphrase it. I don't have it in front of me, so let me paraphrase it in my words. So this guy's frosted because he buys and sells things on Craigslist. And, for example, I'll use the word Mercedes. So let's say he happens to be looking for a Mercedes car, and he goes to his local area, clicks on Craigslist in his local village, and he types in the search word Mercedes. And it comes up with Mercedes. It comes up with Harley-Davidson motorcycles. It comes up with you don't have any money? No problem. You can buy these wheels. And I'm looking right now. There's a company that's Dan the Tire Man. Credit issues, short on cash, no problem. Tires, wheels, and accessories, zero initial payment. This guy is all over the internet, okay, Dan the Tire Man. So even though you see him in your local village Craigslist, he's not there. He's somewhere else. And there's another company called Audio City USA, and they sell wheels. And what happens is these guys, along with others, according to, and I see it right on the internet, according to this communique that I've gotten, lists for cars, every kind of car you can think of. So you're searching for a Mercedes, or I'm just using that as an example. And you find heavy equipment. You'll find restaurant equipment. You'll find lighting for your garage. And what the what these guys do, and dealers are really good at this, they will say, well, they'll put like a Honda. And a Honda will pop up when you search for Mercedes. And it will say, we also have Mercedes and Lexus and Corvettes and BMWs and every brand, make, and model you can think of. You know, come see us for any of these also. So when you search for Mercedes, in their listing is every other kind of vehicle you can think of. And also with these wheel guys, they'll say, well, we have wheels from Mercedes and BMW and Jaguar and on and on and on. And they list every size. So they have, like, roughly, some of them, 5,000 keywords. You know, don't forget us, because we sell these other sizes as well, and these other brands, Bridgestone, Firestone, Hankook. I mean, the list goes on and on. Well, this guy is frosted. The guy that from which this communique originated, he's just frosted. So he goes and plays whack-a-mole. And what he does, if he searches for, let's say, Mercedes or BMW, whatever he's looking for, or Mustang, and the ads for wheels and tires and buses and forklifts and whatever, there's a little X in the last line of the thumbnail for the Craigslist ad. And there's a little X, and it's kind of a grayed out X. And he says, you click that, and that flags that ad, and off they go. So what he's suggesting that you do, class, and he asked me to pass the word on, that you take out the trash. So if you happen to be on Craigslist and you are, you know, looking for something, you happen to see all these ads in your way distracting you from what you're really looking for, just take out the trash by clicking those X's. And well,
there's a problem with that. You're only allowed to click, I think, 750.
Oh.
Because I do, yeah, there's a limit, and I do that. It's called keyword spamming, and these guys do that. Right. If you're searching for a glass pack muffler that'll fit a 71 Chevy 350, you're going to find 1,000 responses, and none of them are mufflers. It's just that the guys put it in. They find these words. If you can look at the back end of some of these ads, you'll find there's probably 1,000 keywords in there. And Craigslist doesn't give a damn. You can complain to Craigslist, and these guys get knocked off. And you can't just take them off with one X. They got to have, it's called a flag. And they have to have, like, 50 to 100 flags. And then they'll get, then that one ad will get bounced off. And then they'll just change the wording a little bit and put it right back up. It's a pain in the butt, and right, it happens to Craigslist everywhere.
We'll be right back.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For the inauguration ceremonies, approximately 191,500 U.S. flags were placed on the National Mall to represent the Americans who were unable to travel to Washington. At noon, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. President Trump granted clemency to former White House aide Steve Bannon as part of his final day pardons, but did not pardon himself, members of his family, or lawyer Rudy Giuliani. In comparison, Trump has issued roughly 150 pardons. President Obama issued over 1,900 pardons. Officials have suspended a search for a California boy who was swept into the Pacific Ocean on Monday at a beach in San Mateo County, California. 12-year-old Arane Pruthi was at Caldwell Ranch State Beach, about 30 miles south of San Francisco. The high waves pushed his father and 8-year-old brother to shore, but Arane was pulled out to sea. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump says farewell for now.
We are a truly magnificent nation. All Americans were horrified by the assault on our Capitol. Political violence is an attack on everything we cherish as Americans. It can never be tolerated. Now more than ever, we must unify around our shared values and rise above the partisan rancor and forge our common destiny. It was about America first because we all wanted to make America great again. We restored the principle that a nation exists to serve its citizens. Our agenda was not about right or left. It wasn't about Republican or Democrat, but about the good of a nation. And that means the whole nation. With the support and prayers of the American people, we achieved more than anyone thought possible. Nobody thought we could even come close. We achieved a series of historic peace deals in the Middle East. Nobody believed it could happen. The Abraham Accords opened the doors to a future of peace and harmony, not violence and bloodshed. It is the dawn of a new Middle East, and we are bringing our soldiers home. I am especially proud to be the first president in decades who has started no new wars. Above all, we have reasserted the sacred idea that in America, the government answers to the people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot
Plastic. Take,
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Wilson's with us. Kurt, you know, I was just on the internet maybe a week ago, and I came across this chart, and Zero Hedge has it on their website. And, you know, there's an old saying, talk is cheap. Well, I can tell you that for sure not all talk is cheap, because I'm looking at what what Hillary Clinton was paid for some of her speeches. Now, they start around $225,000 per speech. That's a lot for, you know, how long is this speech? Maybe an hour? I don't know how many dollars that is per word, but it's pretty significant. So who are these people who have spent in between 2013 and 2015? What companies were involved in paying her a minimum of $225,000 per speech? I'll just mention a few of them so you know where the bribes are coming from. Morgan Stanley, Deutsche Bank, Fidelity Investments, Gap Incorporated, Verizon Communications Incorporated, Goldman Sachs Group, the Economic Club of Grand Rapids. Now, the Economic Club of Grand Rapids, they have $225,000 to throw around. I guess maybe that's, we put up $225,000 and we get millions back. I guess that's what that's all about. UBS Wealth Management. The American Jewish University. American Society for Clinical Pathology. National Association of Chain Drug Stores. Global Business Travel Association. Long Island Association. National Association of Convenience Stores. Again, Goldman Sachs didn't get it right the first time, so they had to come back. Bethel Synagogue, Jewish United Fund. The Goldman Sachs group still didn't get it right, so they had her back again. London Drugs, Beaumont Health System, National Association of Realtors, Bank of America, let's see, General Electric. And by the way, General Electric was Thomas Alva Edison's company. It's been rebranded a bunch of times, and, you know, ultimately it became General Electric. A&E, Television Networks. Xerox. World Affairs Council. Yeah. United Fresh Produce Association. Huh. Well, I guess Hillary really knows a lot about produce. Cisco. Corning, Commercial Real Estate Women Network, Deutsche Bank, again, Qualcomm, the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, and eBay, and some others. Well, I guess an American Camping Association. Now, American Camping Association liked her $260,000 worth in one speech. And eBay liked her $315,000 worth. So, you know, some paid more. The Massachusetts Conference for Women, I think they got a discount because they were only $205,500. But, you know, to make up for that, Deutsche Bank paid $280,000 and Qualcomm paid $335,000. Maybe it was maybe an hour and a half for Qualcomm.
I'll take half of that, 2 hours.
Can you imagine? Kurt, you and I are walking around teaching people for free, and we could have been charging $250,000. So if you add up all this for 2013 through 2015, $21 million. Actually, rounding, $22 million. So it really does. Government.
Money laundering.
Yeah. And what do they call these things? Public servants? Isn't that what they call them? Public servants?
Some of them, yeah. No, they're friends, and that's easy to see. There's a lot of money laundering going on with that kind of stuff. It's like a college in San Francisco wanted to have her talk, and I was a friend of mine was going to that college. He was a teacher, and he said that how it played out was this: she wanted $200,000 blank blank whatever, I don't know exactly what it was, to speech, and the college doesn't have that, so they simply put a notice out to all their alumni and said, look, we need some money for Hillary to speak. So how much money do you want to donate so you can get a write-off? And that's what they did. All these people said, oh, yeah, I'll give you $1,000. I'll give you $2,000, blah, 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 blah. So all these people put in a bunch of money together, and it was a giant write-off. That was one scenario. The other scenario is and this is another one that I saw. A sheik wanted to give Bill Clinton $250,000. But he couldn't do it because there's some rules. There was some kind of a law that he couldn't just hand the money over to him. So instead, he contacted an organization and said, and I don't remember, it was something to do with water weights, water equipment. He said, I'm going to give you $250,000. I want you to have Bill Clinton come and talk, and I want you to give that money to him. So that's called money laundering is what it is. So those are some of the scenarios. And this happens all over. You and me aren't in this club. You know, this is the club of elites. And that's what we're seeing right now. With the elites have taken over 100%, and now the communist purge is in full existence. And we're seeing it every freaking day. And have been since Trump became president and the communists went crazy. And those of you out there who think that we have a two-party system in the United States, Republican and Democrats, well, we do have a two-party system. We have conservatives and communists, and that's all we have. There's nothing else there. You have conservatives and you have communists, and the communists now are attacking people right and left. My store, Survival Enterprises, we were attacked. We can't take credit cards anymore. They shut us down. It's a backdoor way of controlling conservatism. And I also had my insurance canceled, my business insurance canceled. I've had it for 35 years. Never had a claim, never had a problem, and they canceled it. And I called them up and said, what do you mean canceled? Why? I don't know. They just said cancel. I said, what do you mean you don't know? I got really pissed off, and then I realized what it was. So we just got another company that is a conservative company. We have insurance through that. People are being canceled right and left. They're shutting us down. And this is why. Now you heard about Westwood One Radio?
Yeah.
You there? Yeah, you heard about what's going on with them?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, Westwood One is the advertising side of Cumulus Radio. And Mark Levin's on there, and Dan Boningo, I don't know how to say his last name, Boningo or whatever. There's a bunch of conservatives on there, and the owner of Westwood One has ordered all of them to stop talking about the stolen election. He's telling them what not to say. And it's not just on that, it's on television, many different radio stations. Fox, as a matter of fact, Fox News, now that they don't have anybody to attack, they've changed their whole lineup. Now they got a bunch of seedy, weedy, commie pretenders on Fox News all over the place. And I have some friends of mine who have a business in town, and everything's on the Internet. And Yelp, you know what Yelp is?
Yeah, it's a ranking rating app.
Yeah,
is that what you mean?
I don't really. Yeah, I don't really.
Will you rank restaurants, etc.?
Yeah, and he has a restaurant, and all of a sudden, there's 1,000 negative posts on there, negative reviews, and it's like, where the hell did that come from? Well, that affects how many people want to go in there and eat. See, nowadays, your five senses aren't enough. You have to have the sixth sense of reading reviews on the Internet. So if you want some good Italian food, you look up Italian food restaurants on Yelp, and they list them, and then go read the reviews and go, oh, I don't want to eat there. They say that his stuff's all burnt, and he cooks cats. And, you know, it's like asinine. It's happening all over the place. Me, I don't care, because my show's Global Star 3 Network. I'm the unfair survivalist, by the way. And the only person that controls me is Todd, my engineer. And he doesn't give a damn. So, and by the way, you know he plays you during the day. He puts you on the satellite.
Yeah, and I have a feeling. I have a feeling that has something to do with Kurt Wilson. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Kurt. You know, I've talked to Todd Waite over the years. He's the owner of this Global Star Network. And what he does is he takes feeds and sends them up to the satellite for broadcast in a floodlight pattern, you know, in various areas of the world. And Todd, thank you for doing that. I really appreciate that. And he is a real gentleman. I've talked to him over the years, you know, a number of times. And how did you convince him to do it? I mean, how did that happen?
Well, see, I have on my website, at armchairsurvivalist.com, I have a chat room there. And you go to the chat room, and you can listen to the 24/7 feed of Global Star. And he just puts stuff up there. Usually it's GCN or Scriptures for America that he flows through there. It's to keep it active. It keeps the feed active. And people go there, and they sit there all day and just listen to the radio. Well, he was putting on some real boring things, and I have nothing to do with what's being played until it's my time for my show, which is Sundays, 2 to 4 Pacific time. And that's the only time I really care what's on. But I have some listeners, they don't know this. They don't know that I don't control that. They think that I control what's being put on there. And I've had listeners send me emails or call me and say, what the hell do I care about a knitting show? Why would you have something like that on there? So I don't put any of that stuff on. So I got a hold of Todd, and I said, look, let's put some people on that are entertaining and can teach people things. So he goes, okay, fine, who? I said, hey, Vinny, USA Prepares. And he goes, oh, yeah, I know Vinny. I've talked to him. You know, it's funny. So he puts you on for free. But if you want to be put on, he'll charge you.
Well, you know, there used to be a time when we had, you know, a small number of sponsors. You know, and class, here's how this works. So USA Prepares used to have 6 minutes of commercial time for 2 hours of broadcasting. And I could sell that and maybe get a few dollars and turn that back into paying for satellite time. So the idea of USA Prepares was never to make money, but it was just to keep this thing going. So I did that. And then I decided that, you know what, we really, sponsors are not, that's not really the way we should go. And I'll pay for what I can out of my own wallet. And when I can't, I won't. So I was in a point where we eliminated all of our sponsors, took those 6 minutes back for talk time. And I notified our affiliates that, you know, if they were charging us, I couldn't pay them anymore. And you know what? Most of them kept us.
Yep.
Most of them kept us. And thank you so much for affiliates, those who are doing that.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us, the armchair survivalist, and website Survival Enterprises. Kurt, many years ago, about a decade ago, we're going to have an expo here in Missouri. And we're thinking, who should the keynote speaker be? Well, Derry Brownfield was someone we thought would be a great, great keynote speaker. And we were talking to a very large venue in this part of Missouri, and they had a stadium. And they could hold about 8,000 people. Now, that's not as big as, you know, some baseball stadiums, but around here is pretty big. And so they had associated with that stadium right on the campus within a short walking distance on the same property. They had an exhibition hall. They had everything that we needed. And so we decided that we would contact some people. Derry Brownfield was willing to do it for free. Oliver North was a consideration. If I remember correctly, the number was $40,000 to have him give one of these short addresses. And Gerald Celente, he was about $15,000. And there was another guy whose name rhymes with Ben, first name, Ben, B-E-N. That's not his name, but it rhymes with Ben. And so I was on the phone with his people. I didn't talk to this guy. He's a well-known radio guy. He's still on the air. And he doesn't charge at all, this guy. But what he wants you to do, if you want to get his attention, is you have to contribute to his charity, which he controls. And there's a specific amount that you have to contribute to his charity to get him to show up, to talk. And that's $100,000. And to get there, he only travels by jet. And he doesn't like too many other people in the jet, as far as I can tell, because he requires a private jet with two pilots, and it has to be a twin-engine jet. So when you talk about these speaking fees, and you know, which is what we've been talking about, it's not just Hillary that does it. There are other people. So if you want to have some, you know, well-recognized name, they can cost a lot of money. And, you know, I talked to Gerald Celente, and I gave him some advice about how to wire his office because he was going to use wireless. And, you know, back then I told him, no, you don't want to use wireless because there can be guys in your, you know, across the street in the parking lot in Kingston, New York, who can listen in. So you know, and tune in and monitor everything you guys are doing. So you want to have it Cat5e wired, meaning Ethernet wired. So what I'm saying is, there are other people who charge an exorbitant amount of money, and I suggest that you take all of this into consideration when you listen to these people. I think $100,000 for, you know, an afternoon, you know, an hour or so on stage is a lot of money. What do you think, Kurt?
People don't do this. They don't pay somebody to come and talk because they want to get some data and some knowledge from this person. It's a prestige thing. And in, like, the colleges, I went to Stanford. So Stanford would pay somebody to come out and speak, somebody who's very well-known and very controversial, and they would pay him an exorbitant amount of money to come out and speak. Well, it's not because anybody gave a damn what this guy's going to say. It's because then everyone will look and say, oh, look who Stanford just brought out to speak. Maybe I had to send my child to Stanford. Stanford's so progressive as that. And this is what it is. It's a prestige thing. Who gives a damn what these guys say?
you're absolutely right. Now, I was at the time, this was Expo number one about 10 years ago. And I was confused. I actually thought that this guy would just love the opportunity to stand in front of, you know, 8,000 plus people and give his message of preparedness and warn the country and prepare the country. I actually thought he would have altruistic, you know, desires and motives. No. It's about money. Mm-hmm. I was really confused. It was a great lesson that I learned firsthand. I mean, I was on the phone with these guys' handlers, and it was great to learn that. It really was. So we decided that we weren't going to do that. Unfortunately, Derry Brownfield passed away. What he did was I contacted him, and he accepted on the phone, and I said, "Great, you're it. I'm all excited." And he typed up a letter on Brown stationery on his IBM Selectric typewriter with a brown ribbon, Derry Brownfield. And the Common Sense Coalition, he was on a bunch of radio stations. He's a farmer from Missouri. He used to raise about 1,000 head of cows, so, you know, 10 times bigger than we are. And he was great. I mean, I've been to his studio. Wonderful guy. Well, he typed up this letter to me saying, "Thanks so much. My wife and I are looking forward to being there." He did that on a Friday, put it in the mail, went home and died. Oh. He was dead the next day. Yep, true story. True story. And do you remember Derry Brownfield?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Pretty good guy. Yep. When we come back, Kurt, I'd like to mention something about the biggest recall in automotive history. 63 million. Think about that. 63 million of these defective devices in cars. It's the biggest recall in the history of the automotive industry. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.